With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Some states are boosting efforts to ensure that concentrated animal feeding operations are following the rules. For example, the Indiana Department of Environmental Management was given a big boost in their budget at more than $3 million annually for 2019 through 2021. Now, that's a big contrast to the roughly $318,000 a year in their last budget. Margot Tucker is with Citizens Action Coalition and said that ramped up inspections are a step in the right direction, but also says waste contamination from these CAFOs possess health threats to people as well as the environment.
If you're at your grandfather's farm and an accident happens or a spill takes place, it's just on a much smaller level. When you jack things up to the size of a CAFO, you don't have 100 hogs, you've got 5,000 hogs, and you've got neighborhoods, churches, and schools nearby. It's a higher stakes game.
And according to the Environmental Protection Agency data, the number of CAFOs in the U.S. grew to nearly 8% between 2011 and 2017. Tucker says policies need to keep pace.
We are a very agricultural state, and we're proud of that. But just because we want to capitalize on our agricultural resources doesn't mean we should be putting our rural communities at risk in the process. And I think that everyone on both sides of the aisle can agree with that.
She says she also hopes lawmakers will work on bipartisan solutions. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.